ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In New Mexico, the manhunt for a suspect in the death of a state trooper is over. The person of interest in the death of a South Carolina woman also was captured in a shootout in Albuquerque. Department of Public Safety Secretary Jason Bowe says that the suspect is dangerous.
Jeremy Smith is certainly that. Just a violent person with a long criminal history that obviously had no regard for anyone that he comes into contact with.
The 26-year-old suspect accused of killing three family members, including his 13-year-old sister in Philadelphia and a suburb there, now in custody, apprehended after an hours-long standoff. Israel said it would send a delegation to Qatar for more talks with mediators after Hamas presented a new proposal for a ceasefire with an exchange of hostages and prisoners. Haiti spiraling into chaos, commercial flights canceled, and the U.S. State Department now reaching out to U.S. citizens there, offering to fly them out. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report says Black LGBTQ plus youth are seeing more equality, but it doesn't always mean greater opportunity. Edwin J. Vieira explains.
The Human Rights Campaign reports around 82% of kids were out to someone in their immediate family. This shows a growing comfort level they have in being who they are, but the findings also indicate this doesn't always translate into acceptance and leads to concern. Ryan J. Watson, a University of Connecticut professor and researcher for the report, says a key takeaway is how Black LGBTQ plus youth face exclusion on several fronts.
Maybe their Black African-American relatives, friends, are in particularly unsupportive of them being a sexual gender minority, and so they kind of have stigma from that side. And then also the kids in this report are reporting they feel excluded by white LGBTQ youth and population.
The report suggests parents can educate themselves about sexuality and gender identity, as well as use the name and pronouns their kids use to define themselves. The report also finds mental health is a big concern for this population. Around 59% of Black LGBTQ plus youth screened positive for depression, while close to 40% of those surveyed were diagnosed with anxiety. Watson finds these figures alarming.
We could leverage health professionals, teachers, parents, but if I were developing an intervention right now to help a particular group of youth, this to me seems like a population in dire need.
Nearly half of all Black transgender or gender expansive youth have unmet mental health needs. Surveys find accessing mental health care is a challenge for many Black or minority residents. Along with this, many are concerned about how their gender identity will affect their futures. More than 80% say they want to attend college, but almost one-third worry how being LGBTQ plus could harm their future higher education opportunities. This is Edwin J. Vieira. Support for this reporting is provided by Lumina Foundation.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game. And excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. It's just where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries possible today, highs in the low 30s, northwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 23. Sunshine Monday, 38, a little warmer Tuesday with a high around 48. Back to the upper 30s on Wednesday.
Currently 26 degrees. As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. For St. Patrick's Day, Barbara Streisand in Ireland.
Gosh, James Joyce, Oscar Wilde, George Bernard Shaw, Sean O'Casey, and Bono! Bono! He sent me lovely little gifts and wished he was here, and I wish he was here. But what do you have in your atmosphere that creates such brilliant writers? You know, maybe it's the coddle? Nation. Here about 9 years ago, and I'm thrilled to be back, this time to sing for you, at this amazing historic Castletown House, right? And thank you so much for coming out tonight, because I know you've just been through, what is it, this is probably the 39th straight day in a row for rain, right? And so this song, which I don't usually do second,
that it's so big, my love for you.
have to be Irish to be Irish.
Whoosh, they heard a terrible fight.
And faith and begot of the clan of O'Hara had worked his poor father up into a lather.
And there was the lad at the age of two who saved his father from that whole crew.
Don't ask me how, I'm asking you.
What did Monaghan do?
What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? What did he do?
What did he do?
What did he do?
You mean Monaghan.
How did he fight his way out?
Fight.
Well,
He doubled his fist and he looked at me around and he sucked him right in the eye. Well, he took him, Miss Anthony, fast and he went to a roll in his head in his eye. Well, he broke his arm and he couldn't sustain him beside him aside of his eye. Well, he hit him with the left and hit him with the left and he kicked him aside of his hole and he had him beside him beside right in the face.
What did he say?
Right in the face.
Oh.
But all the face played a terrible prank.
When Molly, she fell in the whiskey tank.
Oh, hold up, Monaghan, Faith, what a joke.
No, cried Molly, I can't swim a stroke.
Yes, yes, she was sinking and him never drinking was faced with the puzzle.
For if he could guzzle enough of the stuff, she'd be saved, no doubt.
Now, how did he figure it out?
Figure it out.
You mean when Molly fell in the whiskey tank? How did he save her from drowning? Well, he dived in the tank and he started to swim and my Molly was open and tired. Well, every time he took a stroke, the whiskey did out in his throat. Well, he floated on the back of his head with the butterfly stroke at his side. Well, the butterfly stroke, he was coming around and he drunker and drunker and drunker. Well, he was finding him his head and looking at the alcohol burning his eye. And he was saying to Molly, have her, said, I'm coming to throw the rye. Well, he's having a comb and he said, it's a kind, he took her out in the glass. Well, he swam and swam and swam and swam and kicked his foot to his head. Well, he comb his hand him and head to get tied with that of a soul of a tie. He reached down, grabbed it up, and Molly was there for time. Well, he looked at the fire and, ah! He sat up and he folded the pen, and that's how he figured it out. He figured it out. Aye.
Dancing-lastic is to be completely true. What man, the first Irish do.
That's a darling voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, Danny Kaye.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. 'Twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and faith, 'tis no wonder, her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her. And that's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, oh, crying cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh.
Danny Kaye, Danny Kaminsky of Brooklyn. Frank Patterson, one of the greatest of all Irish tunes.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Staten Island. Farewell to Times Square.
city came an Irishman one day to stay with friends from Ireland who had found good work and pay. Singing songs of Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Donegal, young Paddy got nostalgic and he said to one and all, it's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to home, it's a long
say.
In the orchards of Erin's green land, where girls are so its beauty. In the orchards of Erin's green land, where girls are so gay and so pretty. None fairer you'll find near or far. But where are the boys that can court them like the boys from the county Armagh?
You've learned your lesson well.
It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've oft times left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
At 59, American.
Fine tobacco is what counts in a cigarette. And year in, year out.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, yes?
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts.
Season after season, at market after market, independent tobacco experts, men who really know tobacco, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Real Lucky Strike tobacco.
And remember, this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Still.
Program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, last Thursday night, the Academy Awards were given out to a favored few. All the Hollywood celebrities gathered at the Shrine Auditorium to take their hats off to the winners. And so tonight,
we bring you the man who had the half-check concession, Jack Benny.
Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, you shouldn't have introduced me as the man who had the hat check concession at the Academy Awards. I was master of ceremonies, too. And Don, having the hat check concession certainly taught me a lot about those so-called big stars and pictures.
What do you mean, Jack?
You should see the tips they leave. Cary Grant, 15 cents. Clark Gable, 10 cents. Margaret O'Brien, a nickel. I felt like throwing it right back in her face. I couldn't believe it. I thought that, you know, I never saw such small tips. I thought that tambourine I had on the counter would help a little. You know? What? And Don, you know Rex Harrison?
Yes.
A shilling.
Thank you. Los Angeles went all out for St. Patrick's Day, tending the small green. No, and all day long on the radio, they've been playing Irish songs. One program played, Did Your Mother Come From Ireland? How Are Things in Glacamore? It's a Long Way to Tipperary and My Wild Irish Rose. I know there's nothing unusual about that, except this was the Scandinavian hour. To a St. Patrick's Day party last night, and every important Irish celebrity in Hollywood was there. Maureen O'Hara, Dan O'Herlihy, Pat O'Brien. And when they served the free lunch, another Irishman showed up, Jack O'Benny. No, but there's a big Irish colony where I live in North Hollywood, but they stay pretty much to themselves. They come to town only once every 4 years during a presidential election to vote for Pat O'Brien. And, of course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit. But sometimes I think they overdo it. 3 times a day I got a ticket for passing a green light. But the Irish are a great people. You can say what you like about the Irish, but before you do, make sure you're paid up with a Blue Cross. I went to a St. Patrick's party at Les Brown's house last night. I like to see how the other half lives. My suit needed cleaning anyway. No, Les invited all the boys in his band. He thought it would be appropriate. Most of them are still green from last New Year's. What a party. I won't say things got rough, but about midnight I saw a familiar face across the room and it turned out to be mine. About 2 a.m, the party got so noisy, even Phil Harris called up and complained about the racket. Phil was lying under the piano. And the sax player's girl had the pickle fork in her hand, and I never knew before how sharp those things are. In fact, I wouldn't know now if I hadn't bent over to tie my shoelace just as they started to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Justice, truth, and the value of a single human being.
If you can't tell already, I've seen almost every one of Mr. Tracy's movies. But the thing is, I'm not just speaking as a fan. I knew the man. It was 1959. I was under contract to Universal. I was making a TV series called Riverboat. At the same time, Spencer Tracy was making a movie called Inherit the Wind. Every day, I would sneak on the soundstage to watch Tracy and Frederick March go at it like two bull elks.
The Bible is a book. It's a good book, but it is not the only book. It is a revealed word of the Almighty God. Speak to the man who wrote the Bible. How do you know that God didn't speak to Charles Darwin?